morning, I want to talk to us five things that we need to know. Five things that we need to know about baptism. Five things that we need to know about baptism. If you got your Bibles, open the book of Mark chapter 16. And listen what Jesus says in verse 15 through 16. Mark chapter 16. And listen at the words of Jesus about baptism. Verse 15 and verse number 16. Jesus says, and he said unto them, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. The first question that we need to look at is found in the book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 12. Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 12. If you're at Colossians 2, 12, I want you to mark Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. The first question, what is baptism? When Jesus said that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Well, some may say that baptism is pouring. Some say baptism may be sprinkling. But if you got your Bible, look at what the Holy Spirit says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, and ask him the question, what is baptism? He said that bear with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who have raised him from the dead. First of all, baptism, and according to Colossians 2:12, is a barrier. Go meet the book of Romans, chapter 6, and let's read, beginning in verse number 1, as we continue to understand the question, what is baptism? We'll bear with him in baptism to arise to walk in newness of life. In Romans chapter 6, and beginning in verse number 1, the Bible says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Verse 3. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. If you got your Bible, write 2 Corinthians 5:17 to talk about what baptism is. Baptism is a barrier. That is, that we are buried in Christ to arise to walk in newness of life. So to answer the question this morning, what is baptism? Baptism is a barrier. The Greek word baptismo, which means simply to put under. And to be scripturally baptized in correspondence to what Jesus said in Mark 16:16, that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. To be scripturally baptized, we must be buried, we must be put under in the water grave of baptism to arise to walk in newness of life. Second question you may ask, what is baptism for? We see that baptism is a barrier. We are buried with Christ in order to rise to walk in newness of life. But go with me to the book of Acts chapter 2. In the book of Acts chapter 2, in verse 38, here it gives us the purpose of baptism. Even Jesus said in Mark 16:16, that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Well, the number one purpose of being baptized, that is to be buried with him in baptism, to arise and walk in newness of life, is to be saved. But the book of Acts chapter 2 and about verse number 38, listen to what the Bible says in relationship to purpose. If you add Acts 2:38, will you please mark Acts 22 and verse 16? In the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, here Jesus says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Baptism, according to Jesus, is to be saved. To be buried with him in baptism, to arise to walk in newness of life. Another reason why we are buried with him in baptism is to have our sins remitted, or to have our sins washed away. Go to the book of Acts 22 and look at what Acts 22 and verse 16, that we see another reason why we are baptized. We are baptized to be saved, and we are baptized also in Acts 22 and verse number 16, to have our sins remitted for the remission of sins. And in Acts 22 verse 16, hear what was told to the apostle Paul of Saul of Tarsus. It says, "And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." So the purpose of baptism, when you are buried with him, to arise and walk in newness of life, to make you a new creation in Christ Jesus, is to be saved, because Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Peter said, "It's for the remission of your sins." And it was told of the apostle Paul, in order to have your sins washed away. The third question that you were asked, by what authority do you have a relationship to being baptized? Go with me to the book of Matthew 28. In the book of Matthew chapter 28, and about verse number 18, I want you to see what the Bible says in relationship to authority. In the book of Matthew chapter 28, and beginning in verse number 18, the Bible says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of, or by the authority of, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." Now, if Jesus said that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he said again, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit," well, because all power will be given unto him, brethren, don't you think that is enough authority in relationship to why that we should believe that baptism is a barrier, that we should believe that we are baptized to be saved, to have our sins washed away, or for the remission of sin? The next question that we need to ask, well, how many baptisms? Well, go with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. in the book of Ephesians chapter 4. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, we read beginning in verse number 1 in relationship. Because we live in a world today whereby people are sprinkled, people are poured, or people are baptized with the Holy Ghost, or there is John's baptism. But we want to read the baptism that Jesus told us when he said that he that believeth at his baptism. Well, what baptism is he talking about, or how many baptisms is it? Well, in Ephesians 4, beginning in verse 1, he says, I therefore, the prisoner of our Lord, beseech you that you are worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now look at verse number 4. He says, there is one body, one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. Look at verse 5. He says, there's one Lord, there's one faith, and there is one baptism. The question, how many baptisms are there? There is one baptism. That is the baptism that Jesus was talking about when he said that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. The baptism that the Holy Spirit was talking about when he said that baptism is a barrier that we are bare with him to arise to walk in newness of life, or that baptism that Peter was talking about when he told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, as the baptism that Ananias the preacher told, when he told Paul, why tarest thou? He said, arise in order to wash away thy sins, calling upon the name of the Lord. Question, how many baptisms are there? There is only one baptism. That's the baptism that Jesus talks about when he said that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. The last question that we need to ask this morning, who need to be baptized? Well, if you have not been baptized, or buried with him in the watery grave of baptism to have risen to walk in newness of life, you need to be baptized. If you're here, if you have not been baptized in order to have your sins washed away or for the remission of sins, you need to be baptized. If you're here today, if you did not get baptized the way Jesus told you how to be baptized, that is that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, you need to be baptized. Go with me to the book of Acts chapter 19. I want to give you one more scripture and we'll end our lesson. In the book of Acts chapter 19, I want you to see what the Bible says here in relationship to the question that is, who need to be baptized? In the book of Acts chapter 19, beginning in verse number 1, just because you've been baptized one time don't mean that you've been baptized the right way. Just because you've been baptized two times don't mean that you've been baptized the right way. If your baptism has not been in compliance with the authority of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to match up with God's word, you don't fit the requirements of the one baptism of Ephesians 4 and verse number 5. We're going to listen here, and here's an example. Acts chapter 19, beginning in verse number 1. It says, and it came to pass that while Apollos, who was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, and he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? He said unto them, what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Underline, John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people, that thou should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. Now look at verse 5. It says, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the question is, if John's baptism wasn't good enough, why did they have to be baptized again under the baptism of Jesus? The reason why they had to be baptized, because John's baptism was a baptism of preparation to prepare the people, according to Malachi 3:1, for the coming of Jesus. But they had to be baptized again because Ephesians 4:5 says there's only one baptism. That the baptism that Jesus, when he said that he that believeth at his baptized shall be saved, that you are buried with Jesus in order to rise and walk in newness of life, or that baptism that washes away your sins, or have your sins remitted, or for the remission of sins, or that baptism, and this is the last one, Acts 2:47. That will add you to the body of Christ. Amen. When you are buried, when you do what Jesus tells you to do, when you walk in newness of life, when you have your sins washed away, when it's for the remission of sin, when it is for you to be saved. See, then in Acts 2:47, the Bible says, praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So if you were baptized and joined a church, or you were baptized and you joined a church, you didn't do it right. Because when you do it right, what I do or what you do ain't got nothing to do with it, because the Lord will automatically add you to his church. Amen? But it got to be done the right way. So in conclusion, when you ask these questions, what is a baptism? Baptism is a burial, Colossians 2:12. Romans chapter 6, 1 through 4. Baptism is for the remission of sins. Mark 16:16, to be saved. Acts 2:38, for the remission of your sins. Acts 22:16, in order to have your sins washed away. By what authority? Because all power and all authority was given to Jesus in Matthew 28:18-20. Because Jesus said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. How many baptisms are there? There's only one baptism. He told them to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There's one law, one faith, and one baptism. And then when you do it that way, Acts 2:47 says, praising God and having faith with all the people, the Lord will add to the church daily such as should be saved. And if you're here today and you want to be saved, John 14:6, he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And if you're here today and you want to be saved, you want to be added to the church, you want to walk in newness of life, you need to come and we'll baptize you that same way. If you're here today and you need to be prayed for, come right now as we stand and we sing.